We're going to set our sights on the environment for the next few minutes. Coming up, President Obama's science advisor tells me he's actually hopeful about what we can do to meet the challenges of climate change. We'll also hear some encouraging news about mass transit. But first, happy Diwali. Today, Hindus across the globe celebrate a new year. Bear with me. This is about the environment, too. They clean their houses, exchange gifts, and light decorative lamps. But with all the Diwali celebrations comes a downside: air pollution, really bad air pollution in some parts of India. Nimisha Jaiswal has reported about this for our partners at Global Post, and she joins me now from New Delhi. Nimisha, welcome to us, and happy Diwali.
Thank you. Same to you, Marco.
So explain to us how Diwali affects the environment.
Well, the festival itself focuses on families getting together and lighting earthen lamps across the house, as you mentioned. But a big part of the celebration is setting off firecrackers. Now, these are in 40 different categories being produced in little towns all over India. And these firecrackers have no controls on their composition, and they directly set off the levels of nitrogen dioxide, carbon dioxide, and particulate matter, which is all basically really bad for your lungs.
I mean, when I set off firecrackers as a kid, one firecracker wouldn't produce a lot of smoke, so they must be setting off tons of fireworks.
Right, because we are a country of 1.2 billion people. 80% of us, at least, are Hindus. And the celebration is so wide that I'm sure that people from other religions participating as well. Now, imagine each of these families setting off anywhere between 20 to 100 firecrackers. It becomes a status symbol almost, because the more firecrackers you set off, the more excited you are about Diwali.
Gotcha.
And this has no time limit. And there's a 20-day lead up to this festival. So the firecrackers actually start going off at least a week before.
Wow. So you're talking a month of firecrackers.
Easily. Of course, this becomes the most intense on the night of Diwali itself, but there are definitely firecrackers going off for 20 days before the festival.
So who's actually done the research into the connection between lung infections and Diwali? I mean, have there been cases of lung infections in individuals as a result of this festival?
So I wouldn't call it lung infections as much as an aggravation of respiratory system symptoms in people with an ongoing problem. So people with asthma, people with bronchitis. The air in Delhi is anyway about 2 to 3 times worse than the acceptable standard. Over Diwali, it becomes 10 times as bad. So people are suffering, children are suffering, and because a child's lungs are developing, any excessive exposure to pollution is terrible for them.
It might have been too faint for our listeners, but did I just hear some kind of explosion behind you? Was that a fireworks?
Yes, they're still going on. It's 12:26 in India. The Indian Supreme Court has mandated that firecrackers cannot be set off between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., but these rules are not followed at all. If you'd called me 45 minutes ago, you would have heard a lot more.
Wow. Okay, so that's just an 8-hour window. What is being done about this?
So, Marco, this should have been addressed years ago. But India has only started thinking about pollution really recently. If I was to put a date on it, I would say last May 2014, because the World Health Organization told us that Beijing isn't the most polluted city, New Delhi is. Now, suddenly for the last year, the government, the people have started a conversation about the pollution problems we are having. But actual implementation of changes or any new policies are basically absent. And when it comes to Diwali, since it's a Hindu festival, the religious aspect makes any government body or a judicial body hesitant to actually take action.
Yeah, becomes a real hot potato. Is there anything like an alternative to fireworks? I mean, it's hard to imagine asking people not to celebrate Diwali, but what can you do aside from fireworks to have fun?
So I haven't set off fireworks for the last 10 years, but what we do is we go out and we set out lamps, which is the most significant aspect of Diwali if you actually go back to the reason why it's celebrated. And they're really not that necessary. I mean, just letting everybody who can buy firecrackers indiscriminately set them off, I mean, it's going to harm your kids. There's no plus side, really.
I just heard 2 more concussions just then. I would wish you a good night, but I'm not sure you'll be able to get to sleep anytime soon. Reporter,
yeah,
Nimisha, Reporter Nimisha Jaiswal in New Delhi, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Marco.